This is the world's toughest game. I'm talking of Australian Survivor. Have a listen to this.
Michelle, bring me a torch.
All right, good luck, guys.
See you, Mish.
See you, Michelle.
Devastating. After 51 days on the island, lovely Michelle has been voted out of the competition. Jericho is the one to blame for that, isn't he, Michelle?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to take it at a different angle. I'm going to blame Tara because it was all sorted. Jericho was going home, and then Tara, after 52 days, decided to make a move and vote me out. So I'm going to blame Tara for this one.
All right, so $500,000 down the drain, which is a big shame. You must be devastated, are you?
Yeah, look, I took about 2 days to get over it, and then I was fine. I had a couple of glasses of champagne, and I thought, oh, what? 500,000 what? So that was, I didn't dwell on it for too long. So, look, it is the world's toughest game to get 3 days out from actually, potentially winning the whole thing. But, good on the winner. So I'm not going to take their moment away from them. And, they outwit, outplayed, and outlasted me, that's for sure.
I tell you what, you played an incredible game in the competition. I loved watching the way that you worked in that particular competition of Australian Survivor. Like I say, 52, 51 days, whatever it is, on the island of Samoa. You've done incredibly well, so you should be proud of yourself, really.
Oh, did you like my whole strategy of just, stomping around and chucking a hissy fit of whoever didn't agree with me? So it was like, oh, well, how could I possibly wrong? You're out. If you don't agree with me, goodbye. So that was my whole strategy. Look, for me, Survivor is a social game.
Mm.
And it's about social players. And everyone's kind of a bit backwards in they think, the people who are the best at the challenges are obviously the biggest threat. But it's the people who are doing those conversations in the middle of the night or, who are making really good friends, people who are not having their name written down, which was definitely not me. I think I had my name written down at like 8 or 9 tribal councils. So look, people wanted me out for a long, long time and they couldn't do it right to the last minute. So, but I didn't walk away empty-handed. I did get a Holden Trailblazer.
Exactly right. Happy with that.
I was so happy and that is so Bondi of me and I cannot wait to cruise around the beaches in that one, that's for sure.
That's terrific.
So I'm looking forward to it. Look, it's a tough game and the elements are tough. And look, I said before, I thought I was going to be Brooke Shields on Blue Lagoon. I thought I was just going to be, have my body on point by about day 19, a lot of fresh fruit. I get to go for a swim every day.
Mm.
And you know what? If I stick around, I get $500,000.
Yeah, very
and
nice.
Then I got there and I was like, what the heck is this game?
Finale week this week, so exciting. Who do you think is going to take out Australian Survivor? What's your gut thought?
Look, when I walked out that night, my gut thought was Jericho's got this in the bag.
Mm.
But I just thought that night when I walked out that he, in my eyes, had played the strongest game. But, then there's a decision, like, he did get me out. Do I get bitter by that?
Mm.
It's not just what I think. How did, everyone else on the jury feel? But I tell you what, if you watch tonight, it's not cut and dry, and Australia will be on the edge of their seat tonight. So, because Survivor's one of those games, if you think you know what's going to happen, think again, because it never turns out how you think it's going to happen. So, everyone's got their favourites, but it is definitely an amazing, and it's a live reunion. So all 24 of us come back, so it's so exciting.
Looking forward to seeing it tonight, 7:30 on the Win Network, the world's toughest game, Australian Survivor. Michelle, thank you so much for your time this morning.